Om Shanti. Good evening, everyone. Today we are very fortunate to have Manju Ben with us. I would like to introduce her a bit. She's from Bangalore originally. She came into Gyan when she was 9 years old. She dedicated herself as a surrendered sister after completing her education. She is a psychotherapist, actually. She's been 40 years since surrendered and 28 years in Gyan Sarovar since Gyan Sarovar started. She has done many, many conferences, seminars, creative workshops, including radio and TV. Her main specialty is in delivering motivation and self-oriented talk. So let's welcome her for this program.
Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Good evening. Good evening. Since it's a very small group, I could have met you all in my office itself. We could have had a very nice close chat inside my office. Anyway, I was wanting to share a very interesting process in the creation, the whole drama. Baba talks about world as a drama. And drama means joy. Yes? Drama is entertainment. Entertainment is for joy, for happiness. Why do we watch, you know, in Lockheed movies or any dramas? Because as we watch, it's like an entertainment. And entertainment allows us to let go the past, be in the present, to enjoy what's happening on the screen, number one. Second, one thing in the drama that is very, very constant is change. Baba many times in the Murli has, you know, told that not one moment is same as the next. Every moment there is a constant change. And if there wouldn't have been the change in the drama, would we enjoy? Yes? No. If there wouldn't have been any change, it's so monotonous, would you enjoy it? So change is always to enjoy. But it depends upon the players how they take the change. But the director of the drama always gives the change for the betterment of the players, actors. Because the intention of the director is to make every actor, every player in the drama, is to play joyfully, gracefully, and enjoy every part of the game. Happy, happy. But then why do we not enjoy the change in the drama? Question. Yeah? And Baba also says this drama is also a game. You know, Baba many times has said in the Murli that this is the game of win and lose. Yeah? Victory and defeat. Day and night. Good and bad. That's the game. How many of you have played any game in the past as we were children? Yeah? We all have played some game or the other. Even now in the mobile we play some game or the other. I don't know. Now what, there are three things very important in any game. Any game. Number one, either the game is simpler or complex. Smaller one or huge. There's always a condition. There can never be any play, any game without a condition. Second thing, no game is built or created without a time bond. That's also one of the conditions. Condition, I mean, is some hurdle that you have to cross that hurdle and reach the goal. That's the game, no? And you have to reach the goal, cross the hurdle within this space of time. 2 minutes, 3 minutes, whatever the time. So within the given time, you have to reach the goal. So time and a challenge, very important. Two things. That's inbuilt in any game you take. And in game there are two ways of playing a game. One is a solo game, and one is in the group, in a team. Yeah? And when we play in team, then you have an opposite team. Yes? This is my team, this is your team. This is red team, that is yellow team. Now red team is playing against yellow team. Now I have to win over yellow team. Or yellow team is going to win over me. Third thing, in any game, in the world, there's always victory and defeat. I lose, you win. Or you lose and I win. However, it's within the players now. When we talk about world as drama, do we have to play a win or lose game or win-win game? Is within us. You also win, I also win. Now in this world as a game, as we are playing the game, in this creation, we have a choice to defeat, lose or to win, or to to win self and also make others win. I'm happy, you're happy. You also win, I also win. Let us hold hand and both of us win. We have a choice. Most importantly, there are two things very, very important, even in locking game. One is to play a game with the sense of sportiveness. Play it sportively. Take it as a game, not real. Playing any game is not painful. It's a game. So playing a gamer's game as a sport is called a sportiveness. If I take it very personal, take it as a prestige, take it as ego issue, take it as, you know, like disgrace or my honor, then I will suffer everything that's going to happen in the game. Yes? And the last thing is, I can only play the game when I have my mind in the present, right now. Let go of the past, not think about what's going to happen in the future, its result. But focus now where I am. Okay? And that's called as presence of mind. I need presence of mind to play the game very well. And when we, in a worldly way, people call this word as a sportiveness. However, Baba uses the word a detached observer. Play every part as a detached observer. Being detached. You play, you do, see what others are playing or doing, but stay detached. Detached and do, detached and see. Only then I'll enjoy the game, enjoy the drama. Okay? So when we say there are many challenges in the drama, what is the basis of victory and defeat? I want you to share. What is the basis of victory and defeat? What makes us win? What makes us lose the game? Anybody? What makes us lose the game? What makes us win the game? If you don't need translation, you can sit in the front. All is yours. It's all yours, yeah. What makes you win the game? What makes you lose the game? No, what makes you win more points? What is that? What makes you win more points? What makes you lose the game? Now, I want you to do an exercise, okay? Actually, I want you all to write it down. But anyway, do you have a pen? Yeah, you all have a pen? Very good. Take a new paper. Take a page. Take a paper. Open a new page in your book. Ready? I give you four questions. Four questions. And I will give you 5 minutes. 1 minute for one question, and last minute is to wind up. Okay? All right? You ready with your pen and paper? Brothers, are not ready with your pen and paper? All right. Now first take a deep breath. Deep breath. Bring your mind in the center of your forehead. Focus all your attention. Let go your past. Don't worry about your future. Just bring my mind to now, this point in time. I am completely, totally present in now. And I see myself as a detached observer. I'm not attached to any of my identities. I see myself as just a pure point of light, peaceful and pure, very clean. Hold on this feeling that I'm a point of light, I'm peaceful, pure, clean, and I am now in the present. First question. What ability or speciality I have that I can depend upon in my future? During any circumstances, any challenges, what is that speciality I have? Ability, the strength or skill that makes me win, that I can depend upon. I see my speciality, my skill, my ability as a detached observer. You have 1 minute to answer this question. What is the speciality, ability or skill I have that I can depend upon in future that makes me win in any circumstances? Second question, ready? What weakness or old sanskara I have if I could remove? Will have a great impact on my life. What are or is the old sanskaras or weaknesses or any such habits that I have? If I could remove that old sanskara, will have a great impact in my life, on my life. Just be detached. You don't have to judge yourself. Nobody is judging you. You don't have to show these answers to anybody. I know, I should know. What old sanskaras, weaknesses I have, if I remove them, I can win, or will have a great influence, impact on my life. Third, based on the abilities, specialties, skill I have, what opportunities I see now and in my future. Based on the abilities and specialties I have, what opportunities can open up for me? The last question. Based on the old sanskaras I have, or weaknesses, what negative challenges I might have to face? In future. You have last 1 minute to go. I am detached. I focus my mind in now. I am peaceful. My mind is clean. I have no other influences on my mind right now. So I am being very honest to myself as I write every answer to the given question. This is a part of realizing my deep, deep down, a beautiful face of myself. A beautiful face in me, perhaps I haven't seen, that Baba wants to bring that most beautiful face that I have. He wants to bring out. I'll be able to see that original face if I know this. Your time is up. All right? Take a deep breath. You know the answers? Yep. You know the answers? Are you sure they are the right answers? Or is it an abrupt answer? Is it an answer which is very random? Is it a random answer? Is it a right answer? What do you think? Now, through the journey of life, as I go through the journey of life, it is always we meet those negative challenges because I'm not ready to change my consciousness. You know, shift my memories from past to now, now to next, next to next. Like you had your breakfast, yeah? I'm still thinking about the breakfast when I have my lunch. And I'm commenting, if I had I didn't like my breakfast, I spilled my coffee on my clothes, whatever has happened during the breakfast time. Now I have a beautiful, table set and I have beautiful lunch and everything is served. But I'm thinking, my memory, whatever I went through during my breakfast, I'm holding it still as I'm having my lunch. So I have better thing now, but because my mind, my memories are old, I'm not able to enjoy what I have. Yeah? My lunch is better than breakfast, more tastier, many more dishes. Now whatever happened during the lunch, I carry the experience of my breakfast and lunch to my dinner. Our dinner is very grand. Awesome, beautiful. But I'm not able to enjoy that particular moment, being in that point in time, because my heart, soul, mind, intellect is clinging to my breakfast and lunch. This is just an example, okay? And as I'm going through the day, one after another, I'm collecting one memory to the next and the next and the next. People I met, the behavior, how I behaved, what they behaved, what they talk, how I talk, what they did, how what I did, I shouldn't have done, they shouldn't have done. N number of should and shouldn'ts. I'm carrying them. Now, one day finished, next day, breakfast. What is my mind? Dinner finished, next day morning, breakfast. Now I've collected today's breakfast, lunch, dinner experience to the next day morning breakfast. Even that's going to be the best ones. But my mind is still in the yesterday breakfast. So this is just, I'm talking about one day, 2 days. But through the journey of life, the best formula to enjoy the game is to every day shift the consciousness, bring the change in thinking. If I don't change the way I think, I will not enjoy today, tomorrow.
The present moment is present, important, living present.
But I don't do it. I always cling on to my past. Why this happened? Why you did this to me? You shouldn't have done this to me. Why did you spill the coffee on my thing? Why? So many questions, so many regrets, so many heartbreaking, so many, little good, little bad, little worst. So I carry them. And no matter how beautifully the game, the drama is designed for me, I cannot enjoy. If you go to a lovely beach, but your heart is bitter, You're very sad inside. Will you enjoy the beach? In fact, you go to that beach to enjoy. To enjoy that blue water and then, you know, the sunset, or, you know, enjoy the swim, enjoy the game. But then I can't really enjoy because I haven't changed the mind to enjoy. And this is called as mindset. I need to change my mind to be able to accept what is in the present. And so Baba says, we know God has come, we know I am a soul, we know God directly is coming and teaching us, we are all God's students, we are going to go to heaven, golden age, and we are going to be the masters of the golden age. We are going to be the masters for 21 generations, blah, 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 blah. However, we still have our faces. We are not that, you know, Baba says, enthusiastic, like you have to jump with that happiness. That sort of intoxication is not there because I haven't shifted my memory. And this is called as conscious shift to play, enjoy the game and win. And so it is called as the shift of consciousness is very important. Now why do Baba talks about soul consciousness? Because that is the shift of consciousness. That consciousness is where I can enjoy the present, as you said, this moment, this time, the people, whatever. If the consciousness hasn't shifted, changed, I bring in the change in my consciousness, bring in the change in the way I think, bring in the change that I remember, you know, like we have memory chip in the mobile. You have memory chip in the mobile. There is also memory chip in the soul. And in Hindi it's called as chit. Chit means the memories. So we have been carrying so many memories from this birth and from the past births. And the chip, that memory chip is full of memories of people hurting you, loving you, betraying you, you know, liking you, disliking you, rejecting you, accepting, hundreds and thousands of memories. So the first lesson Baba taught is you're a soul and you're a peaceful soul. Unless soul is peaceful, I cannot enjoy God's company, I cannot enjoy the drama, I cannot enjoy the actors, I cannot enjoy myself. See? And the worst part of it is, as soon as my mind becomes peaceful, all the past memories will pop up. This will jump in, that will jump in. There are so many things jumps in. You start remembering, oh, I have to do this. It could be a work, it could be people, it could be whatever it could be. All the forgotten issues comes up to your memory. Yes or no? You forget your key, sit in meditation, you'll remember where you put your key. If you keep searching the whole house, make your whole house upside down, you will never get a key. But you say, oh, let me forget it and just let me sit. Baba's remembers. As soon as your mind becomes peaceful, you don't remember Baba, but you remember your key. The forgotten issues, the first thing comes up to the surface. And so the next thing Baba says is to become silent. Silence. And then Baba says, dead silence. Go where you're beyond all your memories. No memories will disturb you. You're enjoying you as your true state, in your true state of your being. You enjoy your true state of your being. You enjoy being with God. You enjoy that real, real original relationship that I have with God, where I began my journey, you know, or before I began my journey. And that's a wonderful thing to have. And so the mind, the state of mind is very, very, very important for a Brahman life, please. At the cost of my state of mind, at the cost of my peace, at the cost of my happiness, you don't have to do anything. Because once you lose your happiness, once mind is upset, it takes long time to set back. Yes or no? Yes or no? Yes or no? It takes just few moments to get disturbed, get peaceless, get upset. But to set back and to create a mindset takes very long time. Sometimes days, I tell you. It takes days also. It might take 2 days also to come back to normal. Or sometimes I might come back to normal, but the scar stays in my mind somewhere. And the scars might trigger every time. Maybe people, maybe, you know, situations. It triggers the scars to come back to that memory of bitterness, memory of whatever, loss, memory of... And so, why Baba talks about silent, detached observer, dead silence, all these terminologies Baba uses, is because it is in this state of mind that the old memories will be erased, will be subsided. I'll be able to enjoy the game. And the base for that experiencing silence or peace is just be yourself and change from body identity to soul identity. Shift of consciousness, change of memories. What you think of me, the memory that you gave me, memory she gave me, memory he gave me, memory I created for myself. Bring all those memories to one side. Now I create a new memory. New thought. So I need to create a pattern. You know? And this is called as a paradigm shift. Shift of that pattern. Shift of that consciousness. Shift of those memories. So that I can enjoy the game very well. And very importantly, I'll be able to accept other players as they play. I will not complain. Why is he playing like that? He's playing wrong. This is not the rule of the game. Why are you going out of the game? I will not say why this, why he, why. No. I will enjoy whatever you play. Because I am in a right state. Now listen carefully. Listen carefully please. If my mindset is right, no wrong will influence my mind. There are many wrong things going around me, but it will not have an impact on my mind. I will not compare myself with this one or this one or this one. I will have no complaints. Because my state of mind is right. You get me? Make sense to you? Yeah? If my state of mind is right, Anything happening around is wrong will not have any influence on my mind. It means I'll not be upset. Now, how many of us get upset for little things? Little things or big things? Yeah? Get upset for little things? Get upset for big things? We get upset, don't we? Yes or no? Yeah? Or do we compare? I did this, she did this, she's supposed to do this, I'm supposed to do this. I have a complaint, why are you doing this? You shouldn't be doing this, you should be doing that. All these sort of, you know, upsetting questions that I get in my mind is because I haven't changed my way of thinking. My way of thinking is wrong. So wrong thinking and what is happening outside is also wrong. So wrong attracts wrong. So I keep looking at everything that is happening wrong. My mind gets attracted easily towards wrong things because my state of mind is wrong. Isn't that interesting? If my state of mind is right and anything outside is becoming wrong, right will not attract wrong things. I'll still enjoy, oh yeah, this is also nice. I start thinking, I start looking at wrong things as one of the tastes. Yeah? This is your style, that is her style. There is no right or wrong. I will not question, why are you wearing this? Why are you wearing this one? Why? No. That is your liking, this is my liking. There is no right or wrong. This is your taste, this is my taste. In the same way, even things outside is going something not right, I consider that to be one of their tastes and I also enjoy that taste. Now you eat spicy, he eats, you know, likes sugar very much, and this one likes sour, and somebody likes, you know, very little salt, somebody likes more salt, somebody likes this one. That is, each one have their taste. And if you just give me one spoon, it is my thing, I will take it as a taste of your choice. There's no question of wrong or right. It's your taste. You like the taste, so you're enjoying it. I can only taste a spoon and say, oh, this is all, this can be also, there is also one of the possibilities to be like this. Somebody like more oily, somebody like no oil. Each one have their own tastes. So when we talk about wrong, why? If there is a wrong, there's always a question, why this is happening? And if there is a question, then my mind is not peaceful. There is no rest in the mind. Soul cannot rest in peace. Soul can experience peace only when soul is free from all questions. Soul can experience peace when soul is free from questions and free from any doubts. Mind can only be peaceful when soul is free from any doubts, anxiety. You see? And in this stage of complete faith and free from questions, then I get an ability to accept every person, as you said, I'll be able to accept every player in the game. I have no question. I'll enjoy everyone's role. You're doing this. Oh, very good. You're doing very good, very good, very good. Each one have their ability to. I cannot expect you to play the way I play. Yeah? And you cannot expect me to play the way you play. You have your ability to play, I have my ability to play. I can lift 5, kgs. You can lift 10 kgs. I can't expect you to lift less or more. That's your ability and this is my ability. So there's no question of comparing. We then start accepting each other. This is your play, this is your ability, this is your capacity, you're playing this way. Fine, fantastic. And this is a stage called a detached observer. I start observing and enjoying. When I'm not enjoying as I observe something happening, when I don't enjoy people's action, people's role, people's behavior, it means I'm not detached. It means my state of mind is wrong. Because my state of mind is wrong, I start looking, catch wrong things. Anywhere there is wrong, my eye will go, my mind will go. I get attracted very easily to the wrong things. And I start collecting all the dirt. There's a huge garbage. I'm not doing any dirty things. I don't have dirty things. I have a good behavior. But since my state of mind, my thinking is not right, my thinking is wrong, then my wrong thinking will attract anything wrong happening outside. And in a way, I'm also sending those wrong vibrations to people also. You know? People get that wrong vibes when they cross me. Doubt. That faith, that sense of power. People cannot experience, from me. And so the change in my thinking pattern is very, very important to enjoy the game. And this is what Baba talks about, the being in the consciousness of soul. That's a neutral state of mind where I can begin my journey to reach my destination, not looking at the past, not looking at who's crossing my, the line, other car, another bike here. There are many people, on the road. Each one have their own pace of driving, their own speed. But it's not bothering me anymore because my whole attention is how I drive my car and reach my destination. And if I have complete control on my driving, then I will enjoy others driving. Oh, look at the way that person is driving. I enjoy. That is his way of driving, So for me, everything looks like a circus, like a game. So I keep enjoying everything that's happening around me. That's not going to disturb me. Anything disturbs my state of mind. Number one, I'm not in the right state of mind. Number two, I cannot experience peace. Most importantly, my mind cannot become quiet. Like Baba talks about silence, not possible. Then I start having waste thinking. Why this? Why did she do that? Why this? Why that? Why not that? So many questions, why and why not? It's all waste. And this is the biggest disturbance in meditation, to have a beautiful experience in meditation. Why my meditation is disturbed is because I have a lot of waste thinking, and waste thinking is because I'm not enjoying the actors playing the part. Each actor in the circus, each player in the game is playing the way they are taught to be. So I'm not appreciating them, which means if I'm not appreciating which means I have no love for them. If my mind is not peaceful, I cannot be loveful also. It's very interesting. I can't appreciate, because then I have questions, why this? I cannot appreciate people. Not appreciating people means not having love for my brotherly soul, not having love for my co-actor. If we both are acting on the stage, you appreciate me, I appreciate you. I believe you, you believe me. Only based on our mutual belief, mutual understanding, mutual love, that we will be able to have a beautiful play on the stage. Yeah? If you always doubt me, I doubt you, you don't like the way I do, I don't like the way you do, can we really have a good play on the stage? You just imagine that scene. Because we are not appreciating each other. The moment we lose appreciation for the souls, I'm not a loveful soul. Yeah? If I'm not appreciating, very important, if I'm not appreciating, it means I have lots of expectations from people. It means I want from people. I want people to give me. And when I'm caught in this, you know, expectations in the drama, in the game, then I'll not be able to receive from God. Then again I have a complaint, why you're not respecting me, why you don't love me, why you don't respect me, why you don't, why? So I'm caught up in this web, and then my relationship with God is not that intimate, you know, that deep, and I'll not be able to experience all God's power, God's, you know, abilities, Baba's qualities within my being, that constant flow within my being is not that easy. Then I have to struggle every time to connect to Baba. Yeah? And so it's so very important to change every moment. I've seen this in Dadiji, you know. I've been here for 31 years in Madhuban. Well, I knew them since childhood, but living with them was so many years ever since I'm in Madhuban. I've seen that is just to forget what happened, you know, in the morning 2 hours ago, and they have to, you know, a very big accident and very big issue that has happened, and then Dadi had to come and give a inaugural speech in the conference, and I have traveled with her from Pandabhavan. We had a conference. I think it was a media conference. There were nearly, you know, 1,300 people, media personalities, you know, different medias. And Dadi is supposed to inaugurate the media conference and give an inaugural speech. And then I was with her in Pandabhavan. I was to bring her from Pandabhavan to Gyan Sarovar in the car. That was a big issue. I was wondering, actually I was there in Pandabhavan since morning. She read Murli, and before Murli what happened, I was watching, and then after Murli, then during breakfast, and then afterwards one department coming, some call came, so and so sister met with an accident, and this happened and that happened. So she actually never had time to prepare for the inaugural speech. And she came and gave lecture in such a way as if she was been preparing that for months. So how is this possible? One thing she said, this is Baba's yagya. That is finished. But I was still thinking what happened before Murli, somebody came and told her. And that sister who left the body, met with an accident, was very close to Dadi. Dadi really liked that sister, and she was from the, you know, the old yagya soul. So that should really, you know, who's going to take her to the hospital, what happened, every moment. She was quiet. She just gave instructions, so and so, go and take care, you do it. Next and the next. So she didn't carry what was happening from the last, you know, hour to the next hour to the next hour. So every hour I saw, in fact, every moment her mind was fresh, in the sense she was able to change the way she was thinking every moment and letting go every moment that has happened. And so every time she met somebody, she used to meet in such a way that you are the world for her, nothing else. And that sense of belonging, like she used to totally, mind and heart used to be with you, you know, when she used to meet. Not somebody talking and she's on the phone and somebody. No, she used to be totally with you and you can feel that. So this is a beautiful ability to change my thinking every time, to be able to experience and appreciate what I have in the present for me. And then I'll be able to enjoy the game, enjoy the drama every moment, as Baba says. And drama is beneficial and drama is for enjoying happiness. Om Shanti. Any questions? Your 5 minutes. Anyone want to ask anything or anything you want to say?
I've always had the feeling that drama would create the changes just for the others who come anew to create space for them.
Right.
And of course, the ones who are already here, they need all these abilities.
Right.
And to accept all of that.
Right.
But the drama will make that they experience that it's not so easy for them to maintain their happiness, because that kind of happiness is especially designed for the newcomers.
Mm. Well, this happens based on the practice. Anything comes to us based on a practice, a consistent practice, to be very persistent. Nothing happens over a night. Well, I appreciate Baba's knowledge. I understand Baba's knowledge, no doubt about it. However, to put the knowledge that I've understood into the practice is possible when I really, really, you know, practice putting it every time. It's not necessarily the first time when I do it, it happens. No. First time I bake a cake, it's perfect. No. I might burn a little, or it might be very raw, not cooked, or, you know, some. As I cook, as I bake the cake every time, not holding on to the failures, maybe after 10th time, I may be able to bake a beautiful, perfect cake. Not getting disheartened with the previous 10 cakes, which I failed to. So what I mean to say is I shouldn't cling to those memories of the past. That's what is very important. Yeah. So the practice things. Right, right. That's it. Om Shanti. So for the next an hour now, till 7:30 that we are going to meditate, remember please to let go all that has happened till this day, till this time, and also not be anxious about what's going to happen in the future. This hour is the best time that I give for myself from my life. This is the best hour from my life. I give it to myself as a beautiful, beautiful token of appreciation, best souvenir to myself, to be with God in love, in peace, in bliss, whatever you want to be, and to carry this 1 hour of beautiful feelings. And 1 hour beautiful feelings will stay with me for many days. All right? Om Shanti. Thank you.